Who?
Jason Obester is a phone conference.
Can I go ahead and make a motion here since we just got updated information, Ron? Is that acceptable?
Certainly, yes.
I'm going to move that we take the assessor's recommendation and set the value to BOE 0255 to 106,178. And that's because of the square footage. Your crew wouldn't double check the square footage.
Which one is that?
Zimmerman. BOE number?
It's the 11 a.m. appointment that we have.
0255.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the valuation to 106,178 on property number 60255. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. I think our first appointment this afternoon is by phone also, is it not?
That your first one is Jason Obester. Did you ask me what your second one was?
No, he said, is it a phone call?
I'm sorry, yes, it is a phone call. You want the number?
I got it right there, Mike.
Okay.
He is currently at 124, and he says his value is at 81,000. I guess the one.
I think the 502 is the first one.
502 is the first one on our list, yeah.
If you'd like to make a call,
please hang up.
Can you fill that number back up there again for me? Thank you.
So he wants to set his property in?
Yeah.
What does he want to set it up?
I think his recommendation is 32,223.
Well, it's
this
a little high, isn't it?
Please enter your account code.
Obester, is that anything?
Jason. Jason Obester.
It's Jason.
Mr. Obester, this is Ron Houseman with the Tane County Board of Equalization.
Sure.
I believe we had a phone conference this afternoon regarding two parcels of property that you have appealed to the Board of Equalization.
Okay.
And the board is present, and that includes the assessor and the county clerk. And if you are ready for that, we're ready to hear what you have to say about those properties.
All right, I'm ready. Which one do you want to start with?
Why don't we start with
the lot?
No, I started to say, why don't we start with the first one? The one that ends in the number is 022.502.
All right, that's my promenade one. I know you're probably familiar with the comps already on that. Probably seen them.
We have seen, and we have in front of us everything that you've sent. We also have a list of properties that have been furnished by the assessor.
Okay. Well, let's just go off those comps. I can go to my next sheet, which says the price per square foot. I took the selling price divided by the square footage and came up with a price per square foot for unit type. Okay. And so for my unit, which is a studio, it's $224.19 per square foot. And based on my square footage of 362 feet, I came up with a price of $81,157. Now, how does this work? Do you guys reply to what I say, or do I just do my spiel and we talk at the end of it?
Well, if you want to go through your calculations and how you arrive at the value, okay, you wish for us to move to, we need to hear what you have to say, and then we will respond to that if that's all right.
Okay. All right, well, the comps are what they are. I mean, you can see those. I'm not going to go and discuss those in detail because you've seen them, and I think you've dealt with them already this morning. Like I said, I took those comps, square footage, and came up with the unit price based on the square footage for each unit type. And again, for my studio, it's $224.19. And based on my square footage of $362, 362 feet came up with the $81.5. I also compiled a list of properties that have a lower assessed value than myself with a larger square footage. Now you can see my, this one is the Jason Investors condo at the Promenade. Now you can see mine is 362 square feet adjusted. I think that includes the balcony when they say adjusted. Is that not right?
Is that right, James?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And technically we don't own the balconies. The developer owns the balconies. So I don't know if that would be included in our tax assessment or not. But just for the sake of not knowing, I'll just use that. Now, my assessed total is $39,840. You can see down at the bottom list, you have the state and classic properties, which is almost twice the size of my unit with the same assessment. Actually, there's a slightly lower. You see a bunch in the close to the 500 square foot range, some in the 500 square foot range, all with lower assessed values than myself. We have some even at the bottom end, assessed for almost $111,000, with approximately 50 to 80 more square feet. Now you go to my Schedule E's for my income tax, okay? Let's start with 2008. Now I took out the depreciation in there because that's not actual money loss per se. But the actual dollar amount, based off my tax return Schedule E's, 2008, I lost $5,000. 2009, lost $8,000. 2010, lost $6,000. So by no means are these money-making units. Okay. Now the taxes are a little bit skewed because the fact is, you know, in 2009, I know, just keeping dollar amounts, I put in over $10,000 to keep the condo afloat, including COA fees, mortgage, and so forth. And quite frankly, if I looked at my condo for $81.5, I don't think that it would sell for that. I don't think there's a market for it, even 81.5. Well, I presented my evidence. Interested to hear what you have to say on that.
James, do you want to start?
Yes. Jason, on your comparables on the second page, I think it is. No, never mind. It's over in your market analysis.
Is that the last page?
Yeah, you listed several condos here. Do you know what years they sold? Or was those from like 09 through 2011 or what years
okay,
they sold?
Okay, we're in 2011. I told the realtor that I needed, you know, I tried to stay as close to January 1st as possible to keep it in what the frame that you were looking for. And due to the sales, it was very, very difficult to do that. But I told her to stay within 6 months of 2010 and up to the date that this was compiled. 2011, which I believe was, there's no date on here, it was within the last month, or at least beginning of June 2011.
Well, my question would be on that, Jason, there was a sale for $169,000 on April 1st, 2011 of a 544 square foot unit, and I don't see that on here anywhere. There was also a sale of $125,000 on March 7th of 2011, and I don't see that on there. I'm just a little concerned of why we're not seeing some of these sales that don't appear on some of these market analyses that I know occurred, and I'm assuming that you guys are on top of the sales down there because of all the reference we have to the Oster information. And that's one thing I'd want to know, too. Are you a registered agent for all these appeals? Every one of them refers to you and your information.
Absolutely not. My information is just on loan to the different owners that are the condominium as a personal favor to them, but in no means am I representing them at all, just myself.
Okay.
Let me address that before we get too far. As far as those units not being in there, I don't know about that. I just asked her to assemble as many of the units in that time frame that I indicated. I didn't compile it or have any influence in compiling it, so I don't know why they wouldn't be in there.
James, it is possible that those were not MLS properties.
Yeah, but I think these, are these all MLS properties or just...
What he had would come from the MLS. What you have may not.
Well, that's true.
That may be where some of the discrepancy lies.
That could possibly be.
But I just want to say there's no attempt on our part to deceive whatsoever.
Okay, now, Jason...
Up front. Yes.
You talked about the market, and we know the market's been falling down there. We've tried to do some decreases. Of course, that's not satisfactory. But here in July 25th of 2008, you paid
$135,000.
And I was wondering what kind of... It'd already been open a couple of years, I believe. And what kind of income expense ratios and all that type of stuff would show that it was worth $135,000 in 2008? Did they have something showing you that could produce that kind of income?
It's actually, with a condominium like that, it's actually illegal for an SEC violation. So I can't remember the actual law number. Actually, it's 335347. You cannot discuss any kind of income or like a rental program without making it a possible security. And, you know, as you're probably aware, we have a lawsuit down there, and that's part of what was going on. They did not discuss it. I was not able to obtain any profit or loss sheet from the owners before I bought.
Well, then what influenced you to pay $135,000?
Probably just the fact that, you know, at the time, they were going for that. They're selling for that. That was market price back then.
All right.
And I thought I was getting a good deal.
Okay.
But honestly.
All right. That's all the questions I have.
Where is this in relation to the ones that we chatted about this morning that were in the same area?
His assessed valuation is now at
124,499.
It's actually below the one we set this morning.
Wasn't the one this morning bigger, though, guys?
It was slightly bigger.
Yeah.
It was slightly. We was at 4-something this morning, wasn't we, Jeff? 447 feet or something like that.
If mine's not a typical room, there's only 8 of them, I think, in the whole complex, because they're tiny.
Tell me again what size that is.
With the balcony, it's 362. Without the balcony, it's 344.
I don't have any questions right now on this.
Jason, if we could have you move to the second property.
Okay. Now, quite frankly, I had difficulty getting any, satisfactory comps on this. The agent said that she can only find, I tried to stick that same time frame, and she said she can only find two that had sold, one in 2010, and then one in 2011. One was for 20, one was for 40. And so I think mine's currently listed at 78,000. And, if we're using those comps as a market price, it's somewhere between them. She came up with 32,223. and then taking a look at the sheet that compiles the tax records, you know, with my 0.4 acre lot valued at $78,000, we see some other lots, namely given to some commercial entities, you know, but we're talking the same ballpark, same part of the golf course, not necessarily a residential lot, but we have a parcel at 8.18 acres for $70,500, another one for 2.92 acres for $64,000, and a lot in the city of Branson, which is considerably larger than mine, for $70,000. And that's all I have on that.
Jason, we have a considerable amount of sales in Branson Hills, isn't it?
Yes, it's Branson Hills.
Yes, we have a lot of sales in Branson Hills. In fact, I've turned that list over to the board. I say a lot. Here I come up.
Jim.
We got 12 sales.
Oh, I know what it looks like.
In Branson Hills. With a median range of $82,500. I don't know where Mrs. Jones came up with the numbers she did on the, or the
character.
I'd fax this to you or whatever you,
Chris,
to look at it if you would want to.
Yeah, I would really like to
see
that.
Would be great.
See.
And yours actually borders a fairway?
Your whole,
yes.
You're hole one, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
First hole?
Yes, right in front of the first green.
Yeah.
So the building at the top is where the offices are, right? Up there where it says Payne?
Yeah. The clubhouse or where the... We're looking at pictures right now, overhead views of the property.
Okay.
The comparables are located where?
They're both in the same phase.
Are they golf front?
Well, the little write-ups say they're golf fronts. Well, the second one definitely says it's golf front. The first one, it says golf course lot, so I'm thinking that one's not. But let me see which one. The one that sold for $40,000. No, the one that sold for $20,000 is a golf front lot.
If the board has their list of comparables, do you have it out, Jim?
I think there's one there.
If you look, 63038, which is just four lots from him, sold for $122,306. 63066 and 63065 sold for $100,000 apiece, which is in that same block.
When were those sales?
They would occurred in late 9 and early 10.
I thought we were trying to establish a date as of January 1st, 2011. I thought that was the whole point.
It is.
Okay.
So we valued it at $78,000, the entire neighborhood, or tried to. There may be some with an appraisal that's slightly less than that, but...
No, there wasn't. I checked them all. They're all $78,000. You guys are very comprehensive. Well, I mean, just talking, you know, I had someone that was in touch with Dina Redford, who's the sales agent there at Branson Hills. She said she didn't sell a single lot in 2010, the developer. I mean, the market may have been stronger in 2009, early 2010, but it dropped off completely.
If the board would pull their sales list and turn to those numbers, we can see those dates. Jim, you had asked about dates. 8/4/20s. you look at the bottom of the page, you'll see those sales occurred September 2010, August 2010, and August 2010. Those three sales at $100,000, $100,000, and $122,000 occurred on those dates. If you go back up about halfway across the page, you see neighborhood 195 coming up again, and you see 60, 60, 130, 190, and a 74 that occurred in December of 2010. Mr. Oster, I'd be glad to mail you this stuff. I mean, we've got these are signed affidavits from the landowner that they sold their property for these values.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that. I just don't know why my agent would have put them in there also.
Any comments from board members? Any questions that you can ask for these two properties? James, any other comments?
That's all.
Mr. Obester, do you have anything else that you would like to say about these properties?
Well, this is off the subject a little bit, but it's something that Strahan could address to help me understand. I took the liberty to do the assessment for the entire condominium at Branson Landing, the promenade. And including land, the valuation was $24,822,000. We look at the hotel, which is owned by a local developer, almost the same size, and contains some commercial entities, a restaurant, weight room pool that aren't in the condominium, and it's only assessed at $2,200,000. I guess my question is, why does a developer who's a completely for-profit business paying about 10% of the taxes that we do in the condominium?
That's based on ownership of property. I was with the understanding that the upper floors of these things was built and sold out as real property so they could actually finish the construction of the motel itself. Now, are you referring to the Hilton?
Well, it's ACW's portion, which is three floors in the building three. The condominium is comprised of four floors, one floor in building three, and four floors in building two.
I don't know what to say to you. I don't like the direction you're headed, but I do know that Mr. HCW probably didn't pay no $140,000 for a 300-square-foot condominium to rent out. There's no way under a cost approach we can get to that value. We have to depend on sales. So I don't know if he were to sell his rooms at that down below, you would probably see the same valuation.
Okay. Is there any way that the condominium could be classified as something similar to the hotel? Because, in fact, in essence, that's all we are. We can only use them 20 days a year.
The assessor's office is driven by market value. Whatever the market says that room is worth is what the value is put on at. And it's real estate. It's different than a motel complex anywhere else in the county. Condominiums are not the same value per square foot
because of how they've been titled,
how they've been marketed. Yes, they have sold for a certain value. Those motel rooms have never been sold.
That's correct. All right, I guess I'm finished.
Well, we will be discussing these properties further. That we've chatted about. We will notify you within 5 days of a decision that we have made. If you're not satisfied with this board's decision, then you have the right to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission. And all that information will be forwarded to you, sir.
That's what they
All right, thank you. I very much appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for your time.
That was his say.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Nice guy. Everybody has an opinion.
You know, the only thing I've got, I on his argument, different from yesterday's argument, he's golf front. I know how they're marketing those lots out there in Branson Hills. Golf front, I think you're spot on the golf front. That's why I voted against yesterday, because the other ones were not golf front. But this, I don't see... I mean, I understand the economy's down. No one's buying property right now, but it's the financing market, not so much. You can't get financing in lots like you used to.
Well, that's why I wanted you to look at those dates of sales, Jim. They just blew my mind because they're right on the money of when I'm supposed to be assessing property out there.
They're
at $100,000 in October and November.
I see golf front going for that. And this subdivision, I don't think you're out of line on this one. Now, the other ones, that's the disagreement, but on this one specifically. I mean, I feel for the guy, but...
He could look right at the green. He could look right up at the clubhouse.
That's Premier Lots. On that golf course, that's the Premier Lots is on the golf course. I'm going to find the right BOE number and make a motion here. I'm going to move that we deny the request on BOE 0044... I guess that's all I have to say.
And that particular property is the...
That's the Branson... That's the golf course. That's correct, isn't it?
True and Circle,
yeah. That's 0044.
Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to deny the request on property 0044. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Shall we address the property at the promenade?
I would make a recommendation to this board before anybody says anything that due to the square footage of 344 foot, which is a lot smaller than what we're used to dealing with here, that we drop the value of that property to around $110,000.
That's what I wrote long ago.
Now he's at what right at 124? Something like that?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Pretty small.
Assessed valuation is $14,820. So that would be...
He's at 124,499.
I'm going to move that we take the assessor's recommendation and set the value of this property, BOE number 0204, to $110,000. That's what you said, right, James?
Yes.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of property number 0204 to $110,000. Is there any discussion? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Anything we should hear about RW Investments? We are behind and need to start making calls. That's a telephone call.
Who now?
It's going to be the same thing. It's Promenade. James, you want to look at it and see if there's any...
I'd really need to see the square footage.
759. 720 base.
Didn't we set that at 169?
I think 159.
And he's on the book for 208 right now.
159.098, I think.
That's right.
Gentlemen, do you think whenever they make the call that
we should tell them
listen to them, and then you just say we've said already this morning that somewhere
the new value has been set at this? Do you want to continue?
Yeah. Yeah. Just make sure it's close to the same.
No, value. That's total. That's improvements and land, James.
Yes.
What now?
Yeah.
What was it?
159.098.
I'm sorry. First of all, let's not do that. Read his paper.
Okay.
Read his front page.
Is it something different?
Fair market value, $195. Based on Mr. Oakster's.
I can't open it.
Right there on the board, it is.
Well, in that case, ask him what it's, what he...
His value is $195.
Yeah, but ask him what he thinks it should be. And if he quotes that, that's different than what it is. But that doesn't mean we don't set it for what it's worth.
Yeah, quite frankly, I think we ought to be...
We got to get it consistent. I think we just set it $159.
Okay, whatever you guys want to do. But you want to remember, they all declare view of this, 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 and this makes the market down there.
I know, but we also have Branson Hill saying...
I can't get in to look that well. Again.
I think we just tell them it's 159, whatever, because it's consistent.
Yes. That's fine.
Oh.
I just wanted to point that out.
I'm kind of curious on what...
He overlooks the shops. Yeah, he's just going to get
shops. We don't work with some. Yeah.
So actually, he's one in. He doesn't overlook anything, does he?
Okay. Well, I think there.
Or is that a balcony?
He has a balcony.
That is really not too
good. Well,
if this is where he's at, I think.
22nd spot.
Yeah, but I think he's.
Right now, we only have a couple of spots on the 29th. And then that day on the 26th,
right? Do we have any money in there? You ready to call?
Yes, sir.
I think we should let them know.
Can you scroll back to their comps?
Just why don't we let them know until we all agree on it?
Oh, I agree. Okay. I just wanted to see why his is different. Than
his. Is it the same size as the one we lowered?
Yeah.
And the number is?
I'm just curious.
On phone that. Number?
About to make somebody very happy.
405-364-4940. That's Paul and Sylvia Randles.
Paul and Sylvia? Randles.
Randles.
Oh, please enter your account code.
That's a good radio call.
They're from Norman, Oklahoma.
Next person?
Wait a minute. Can you read that next person? Can you read the entire line for me?
Tim and Beverly Grimm.
Living. A grim living.
Oh, I see it.
That's kind of funny.
I'm laughing.
So was the last name Grimm? Living
yeah.
Trust or something.
Yeah, it's Grimm. Yes, it is Tim and Beverly Grimm. G-R-I-M-M.
And do you have a number for them?
I do. Let's see. 661-435-7996.
This is all the also the promenade?
Oh, yeah. That has Jason O'Bus.
Please enter your account code.
Same size.
Same size. So that'd be 159-050-something.
Wow.
This is about 50 feet bigger now. I think that's what we're going to have to look at, though. Am I right on that?
Wait, here I am.
759 is within 10 feet.
How many of these do we have?
Hello.
Yes, is this Mrs. Grimm?
Yes, it is.
This is Ron Houston with Kittanning County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
And we're a little bit late on our phone conference with you, and I apologize for that. We have an appointment to chat about a piece of property that you have down, I believe, on the promenade in Branson.
Yeah, it's supposed to all happen at 1:30, but it's happening now, huh?
Yes.
Oh, it's 1:30 there. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was thinking 1:30 my time. Okay, just one moment, okay, and I'll let you talk to my husband, because he knows more about that.
That'll be fine.
Okay, great. Here he is. His name's Tim.
Hello.
Hello, sir. This is Ron Houston with the Kittanning County Board of Equalization, and I'm here with the entire board, which includes the assessor and the county clerk. And we're here, if you are ready, to talk about the piece of property that you have here that you have appealed.
Okay, yeah.
And
it's purple.
And I have them both in front of me. And we have comparables and a number of other information, as well as the map of the area and the property assessment card. So we're ready for you, sir.
Okay. Well, all I have is cost on what is comparable sales of these units. Have you dealt with Jason Obester?
We have, and with a number of other people as well from your general area of where the property is, anyway.
Okay, well, we have two parcels. Do you have those in front of you there that we appealed?
I do have.
I got the parcel numbers, or you want there's a S307A building 2, and there's a S413A in building 2.
Well, I'm looking at the parcel ID number, and it ends in 022.321.
022.321?
Yes, sir.
That's one of them. And the other one is 022.427.
Yes, I have that. Let's start with the 0.321.
Okay. Both of these units it's like the same unit. Okay, same square footage, same building, same development.
Okay.
Okay. And the comps that we have on those are back from the last half of 2010 to the present. They had to go back to four in order to get two sales. Okay, and the two sales are, one of them was $120,000. The other one was $94,500. Okay, which makes the average of $107,200.
That's a different amount on that. Excuse me.
So you're facing your taxes on more than $107,050. I you feel that
is it currently?
They need to be lower. It's something they're probably not even worth that now.
Is that on both, James?
No, I had to look the other.
Let me before we go into much discussion, share with you, after having looked at these properties and the size of the different properties that are on the promenade, note to you that the assessor has recommended to this board that the valuation be moved from, what was the total valuation, James?
$182,000.
I'm showing $182,909.
Are you on a different one?
I'm on 0.321. Are you on the second one?
I never found the second one. Where is the second one?
Right behind the first one?
Not on here.
I couldn't resist.
RW Investment?
No. These are Tim and Beverly Graham.
Tim and Beverly Graham, okay.
And there are two parcels. The first one, at least on DOE parcel number, is 046. The second is 506.
Did you attach them both to the same one, Donna?
They were stable to go, yes.
Okay. All right, the 720. Where? 720 times 232 equals 167,040 is my recommendation.
Yeah, but what is the value on that to start with?
182,909.
Okay. Mr. Grimm, on the first parcel of property, are you still there with me?
Yes, sir.
The assessor has recommended to this board that the valuation of that property be lowered to $167,040.
We have those comps
plus we have a number of other comps that weren't included with the information that you were provided, which are actually considerably higher, but
okay, well, these are the last two sales in that promenade of those of the one bedroom units. Okay, the one of them was 612 square feet, one of them was 772 square feet. The 612 square foot sold for $120,000, and the 772 square foot sold for $94,500. Okay, which if you just take those, that the value there, that comes to $107,250 average. And those are the only two sales since the mid-2010. Up to the present time.
Hold on just a moment.
Mr. Grimm, I have a sale that I can mail you and confirm. Sold March 7th, 2011 for $125,000, but it was a 474 square foot unit. I also have a $169,000 sale sold on April 1st of 2011. That was just a 544 square foot. So there's several sales out there that's not added to the, that needs to be added to that list.
And what was that last sale? How much was that last sale?
169. It was on April 1st of 2011.
169?
Yes, sir. And that was unit 209B, building 2.
And that was 544. Okay, and that was okay. Now this was in the promenade.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I don't have that information in front of me. All I have is the one. This was compiled from Carol Jones Realty.
Mm-hmm. Right. We have copies of all those.
Well, like I say, that's the information that I have, and that's what I'm basing my claim on. And these are actually in the same, these are not the ones that people live in, these are actually the promenade units that are the reference. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, so like I say, that's that I'm making my on. I don't know why this other information that these other people didn't have that information also, but yes, so that's the sale that I'm making mine on. And I don't have any other information than that.
My recommendation to the board is to set these as previously set by the board earlier today, dropping the value of $182,909 down to the $167,040.
Now, they're
both of them are exactly the same. Would drop to the other one would drop to the $167,040 also. They're the same square footage.
When you average those in with these ones that I have, there's a big difference between 94.5 and 120 than 167. And these are also sales that are recent.
James, what I'm showing on the first one is $182,909.
Right.
And the second one is, what did I do again?
$173,909.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're talking, moving both to the 167.
To exactly the same.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm so confused.
That's based on a $232 square foot rate that we've set everything else at.
The decision you made this morning on it.
Well, what about these other two comps, sir? What about
We have to determine, first of all, if they're bank sales, if there's somebody bailing out on short sales.
That doesn't matter anything if it's bank sales or not. Those are sales. That's what they sold for.
I understand.
You know, you have no problem, you know, raising the taxes on them, you know, as property values go up, but you have a problem with lowering it down. When it's lowered down, people don't want to pay that, you know, for them, because I don't care if it's a bank sale or whatever it is, it lowers all the taxes down.
Since 2009, Mr. Grimes, I don't know where you've got your information, but your condo has been lowered from $227,968, and I'm now today asking that the value of that same condo be put at $167,040. So that is a reflection of loss of almost $60,000. So the assessor is aware of the declining market and is making an attempt. You did not appeal. Nobody appealed this condo in 2009, so I'm assuming the value was correct. Now there's someone appealing, and we have showed a significant decrease in the values of those condos in the promenade.
Okay, well, whatever you have to do there, but I have to say, this is what I faced with my own. Yeah. But you didn't mention those at all. You know, those failed.
Mr. Grimm, in fairness, we have all of those sales in front of us. All sales that have occurred there, we have sitting right in front of us, including the two that you have mentioned.
Okay, and you don't average all those in together?
They have to be. You can't take a 300-foot and a 400-foot and apply it to a 700-foot sale. You have to come up with a number that is relevant to the size of all condos referred to.
Okay, then if you were to take all the sales and take the square footage and sale price of all those and then average it together.
This is basically something that Jason Oster has pointed us toward. That isn't the way the assessor's office appraises property. So Jason Oster's information that he provided all you folks has started that setting it by the square foot. And that's what we're trying to do, to come up with an equal value between the condo owners down there.
Okay.
Mr. Grimm, what we will do is, when the board votes, we will, within a short period of time, send you in writing exactly what we have done, along with information that, if you disagree with the decision of the board, an opportunity to appeal through the Missouri State Tax Commission, with instructions also on how to do that, and we will forward all of that to you.
Okay, that's fine then.
And we very much appreciate your time today, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
What was his last name?
Grimm.
Well, in the spirit of being consistent, I'm going to move that we set the valuations of BOE number 0046 and 0506 at a value of $167,047, which is $232 a square foot.
$167,047.
And which is also the recommendations of the assessor.
Second.
047 or 040?
I show 0506 and I show 00046. That's the two BOE numbers I show.
The
value. Oh, I'm sorry. 167,047.
047.
Isn't that what you said, James?
No.
Well, then I better use the right number.
Let me look here.
If
right
you're going to go on his recommendation.
040?
040 is what I said.
Sorry, 040. I meant to say 040. 167,040.
Okay.
I write down 047.
I convert that 7 to a 0 just like that. Is there a second?
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded to lower the values of 0046 and 0506 to 167,040 each. Is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I'm sorry, Ron.
Donna, I was going to ask very quickly on the one before, RW Investments LLC, we did make a decision, did we not?
No.
No, we haven't yet.
No, they didn't answer the phone.
That's why I had no decision.
Right. We couldn't get a hold of them.
If you could check the square footage of that, what is the square footage of that?
My recommendation on that is to lower that to the 167,040, the same as the last two, and that would be dropping it from the 208,172.
Which one?
The RW Investments.
The one we haven't got a hold of.
What you had earlier was 159,098.
No.
It's based off a $232 square foot price. That's what he did, because there's so many different floor plans there, Ron. What he was saying is based off
the square footage. We recommended the 159,048, and then I went back and
divided by the square footage.
Square footages,
okay.
And tried to make
so
it work.
Are we going to change the others that are at 159,098?
If we've got some, I don't think we do.
No, they're based off of square footage.
Right. Okay.
They're very consistent.
Go back and take a look at Renner then at 1115. No, because that's what I've got.
It was a smaller unit.
Is it really?
The Renner.
600 and something.
Who?
Renner.
Take a look.
Pretty sure it was.
Is it at a 720, Ron, you think?
I'm going to go back.
772 is the base area.
Right. We used a value that he'd come up with other than the Oakster's deal and come
was
up with the 159,080.
That was yesterday, I think.
Right.
159,098. It's a bigger unit than what we're establishing a higher value. That's what we want to do. But
did we have testimony from him? We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Oh.
We did that. We did that for Stan Young also this morning.
159,098.
The very last person that we spoke with before we left.
Stan Young.
And we did that based on the one before.
159,098.
Yes, that was based on the one we did yesterday.
We recommended 169,9 at first.
Right, your recommendation was 169,9.
Right.
We made a motion to go to 159,098.
Yes, that's correct. I did do that.
Now we've done that at least twice today.
But they're actually larger units based on, didn't they provide us some information?
Well, the larger units are the one that we're placing the smaller value on.
Right, but this set of Oaksters.
Okay. What?
Is based on the 232. I'm calling them the Oaksters or whatever they are.
I noticed that his name's changed five times.
Whatever it is based on what he's provided, and we've come up with 232 when we made our first division, and it seems to be working here by applying it to the square footage. Now we could go back and
raise these others?
If you did, you're going to be shooting them way out of line. When you get up in higher footage, that's one thing you do in appraisal.
I'm okay with it. I was just pointing it out. Whatever you all want to do, I'm okay.
But since Carol Jones has provided all this information and then we added mine to that, I'm not sure we're far off. And actually, we're below what the one guy said his market value was. We dropped him down below the 195 that he declared with using the 232. So I don't think we're wrong in the 232.
That's who we haven't talked to yet, right?
Right.
But we don't have to talk to him since we tried him, right?
We can lower it to that and send him a notice because you tried to contact him. But he'd ought to be happy. I don't know why he would be sad. Because it would be set the same as the other 720s.
How much past the time? It's 30 minutes past the time we tried him, isn't it?
Yeah.
But except for 115.
My recommendation to the board is to set him the same, the 167,040, and send him his notice.
RW Investments?
Yeah.
Can we try that number again?
Well, we're sufficiently 13 minutes behind schedule. If we could
You have 1 hour at the end of the day to review anything.
Okay, we've got Burns. Is that next?
Yep.
RW Investments. Let me try to...
I wrote down your recommendation. We're just...
Well, I mean, he would have to argue that we needed to raise it. So, guys, I believe I would just send him his notice at 167040. If you call him, he's going to have to argue to raise it to 195. That was his recommendation.
Well, I know, but we're trying to be... We're being consistent.
I'll be better. I'll say, sir, be quiet. We're trying to help you.
See... So this guy's got two parcels.
All right, where's Burns?
Is it the same place?
Is it at the same place?
Yes.
Sure.
Property now?
Can you look up the square footage and come
I've
up
I've already got it figured here.
What's the number going to be?
Which one are we on?
Hold it. I need that number.
897-5252.
Well, before you call, Ron, James is going to have a recommendation here.
He already does.
179-104.
On both of them.
Say it again, 179.
104.
Okay.
The front one would be a lot less. I mean, I'm sorry. 474 times 232. 109-968.
Please enter your account code.
109-968. Okay.
That's the second one?
Yep.
109-958.
109-968 on the first one. 179-104 on the second.
The bottom one is higher.
Is it MN222?
Mr. Burns?
Yeah.
This is Ron Housel with the Kane County Board of Equalization, and I am here with the board, which includes our county assessor and our county clerk today, to talk to you about two pieces of property that you have and that you have appealed the valuations of.
Right. Let me put you on the speakerphone.
That'd be fine.
My wife is here also. All right. Can you hear me?
I certainly can.
I'm here also. I'm Anita Bird.
Hello, Anita. Let me, before we call on you to make comments, to share this information with you. We have gone through this particular area of properties, and as a board we have made decisions regarding square footage within those properties, and the assessor has some figures for you for both parcels that you have, and I'd like to share or have him share with you what those recommendations to this board are, and then we'll move forward from there.
All right.
Mr. Burns and Mrs. Burns, I've recommended to the board 109-968 on your unit 207B. Your 207A, I've recommended to the board 179-104 based on square foot cost. It is a substantial drop in value on those, but through all the information we've gathered, that's what we've come up with.
Have you got some additional figures as far as comparative sales with other ones we have?
Yes, I do.
We have a number of, we have all the comparative sales that you have plus a number of others that weren't included in the study that you received, but the assessor will share those with you now if you're ready for those.
We're ready.
Yeah.
I've got a sale in March 7th of 2011 for $125,000 on a unit that has 474 square feet. I've got a sale of $169,000 on April 1st, 2011 for a unit that has 544 square feet. And then I have various other sales that drop back into 09 that I don't weigh heavily on, but they're there. And then we've got a 2010 sale on a small walkout unit, lockout unit, for $80,000, included to the sales that was furnished you folks.
Are these all of these on the Branson Landing on the promenade, or
they're all promenade? They're all promenade sales.
What's our square footage?
I am.
My wife's got it here. Hold on.
474.
474 feet.
For the studio.
And I have no question. I don't have any qualms.
And then using the same formula of the 109,968, I applied that square foot cost to your 772-foot condo, and it went down to 179,104 from the 218,284 it was on for.
Well, apparently there is a been any more of those type of units sold since back last year. Am I correct?
Well, I've got one here.
4 feet?
Well, not in that square foot range. But that has dropped, that's dropped your Promenade condo. Since January 1, 2009, you were valued at $239,218. And as of today, you're valued at $179,104 if you accept this offer, which is showing the substantial drop in the condo market there in the Promenade.
We were really protesting the
$169,000.
I guess Mr. Strahan calls about.
He called about.
What now?
Well, could you say that again?
Mr.
Strahan
called a couple weeks ago, and he gave us assessment of
$172,000. Yes, that was me that called you, but Mr. Obster had furnished all this information to the board, and they'd kind of come up with that 232. By the addition of the comps that I had to the comps he tried to come up with, he came up with 224, and this board had been making values at 232, which is 179,104.
Well, the only comps we have comparison to that, the highest one sold at 120,000, and that was 612 square feet.
Well, if we want to drop back into the comps, in September of 2009, I had one sell for $202 down there.
That's what I'm coming down to now.
This has been in the last year.
Right.
Because there's just bigger companies that they didn't know.
2010. You have that one?
What number is it? How much was it?
It sold for $120,000.
I'm sure that's in Mr. Obster's. I don't have it.
It is.
Yeah. But we found that there were several sales that wasn't in Mr. Obster's comparables.
In the last year?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, April 1st of 2011 is the 169.
Was that, you told me that was...
A smaller unit.
Okay.
544 feet. Now, it's been a tendency to see a little bigger values in the larger units down there. So that's what my argument is. If one sold for 169 with 500 foot, the 700 footer might ought to sold for up close to 200.
Well, I think the reason that the 544 is no better is because it's a one bedroom unit and as opposed to the studio. And I'm not necessarily
And Well, location has a lot to do with it, too. I know, looking at some of those studios, they're smaller, like 400 and... It had, like, a water view. Ours doesn't have a water view.
There are other factors in the pricing list, though. Just
for footage. Yeah, but we were just going off of what your Mr. Obster had furnished us for a recommendation.
Well, I understand that.
We saw this one earlier.
Just trying to appease.
Okay, obviously, $169,000 or $179,000 or whatever the figure is that much better than what we had.
You know, could have sent it.
Yeah, all along with the taxes there, is that the first year we owned the condo, we were paying the same tax both for the one-bedroom unit as well as for the studio. I mean, they're expected the same amount of tax. We could not get any relief on that at all. We refused to do anything about it.
You say that it has been appraised at, previously it was appraised at how much, 200 and something?
Yes, ma'am. 229 or something of that nature. We've dropped it.
Tried to sell it for less than that and could not.
It's not the picture.
We never had an offer.
There it is.
What did you pay for your unit when you bought it?
$225,000.
And you know, I think when we bought it, which was in 2007. Since then, as you know, the bottom sort of fell out of the real estate market.
Yes, it did.
And, down there as well as here and all over the country. But we don't have a problem with the, you said on the 207B?
We talked earlier this morning, and we thought that, you might ask us what we thought was a fair value of it. And I think probably $110,000 was the figure that I used for the studio. But, I just don't think that. I think $179,000, I think $169,000 too high. Whatever.
Yes. The appeal process. Go ahead and...
James, do you have more?
No, I don't have any more.
Does any board member have any other thoughts on this?
No.
We can assure you that there's going to be a motion made to lower the first parcel of property to 109,968. And the second parcel will minimally be lowered to 179,104. We will discuss that during the day. We will notify you in writing of our decision within 5 days of that decision being made, which hopefully will be today. And in that written correspondence that you receive will be instructions on, if you don't agree with our assessment, how you can in fact appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission, which is another process very similar to this one. But we will forward all that to you ASAP.
One other thing I think I would like to add.
Go right ahead.
You, the assessments you made now are for 2 years, right?
James?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Yes?
Okay, other words, there's no appeal next year.
You can appeal next year, but it would be based on the value as of January 1, 2011. You wouldn't get to use any sales that occurred after that.
Now, basically, in other words, we're talking a two-year period of tax period.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Well, I think you can understand the fact that we love to sell them. I'd love to sell it for $159,000. If anybody wants to buy it, they don't want to know.
The fair market value, we don't feel like it is that much.
We're taking all that into consideration. What we're also trying to do during this particular Board of Equalization and make sure that the properties are all uniformly assessed and valued within that complex, if you will. And we're striving to make sure that that happens, but we're going to give your property every consideration.
Okay. We appreciate your help.
We thank you very much for your time, folks.
All right. Bye.
Are we truly an hour? Who's? Is this? Was that Burns?
Yes.
Motion to set value to $109,968 on BOE number 0048.
Second.
$109,968.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of property number 0048 to $109,968. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Motion set value to 179104 on BOE number 0049 as with the assessor's recommendations.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of BOE number 0049 to 179104 as per recommendation of the assessor. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Motion carries. Where are the court rights property?
Same place.
Same place.
Oh, yeah.
The whole afternoon is.
474.
We knew you'd enjoy it all at one time.
Well, we square feet.
I can't yeah. File for you.
No.
My recommendation would be 109968.
That's going to be a recommendation?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be my motion when we get him off the phone.
Are we that far behind?
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm.
16 minutes. We've missed one.
And the number is? 417?
830. 830.
1Cortright. This is Mr.
Cortright, yes. This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I'm sitting here with the Board of Equalization, which includes the county assessor and the county clerk. And we are and have in front of us your appeal of the valuation of a piece of property, the promenade at the Branson Landing.
Correct.
We have been allowing, and we still will allow, should you choose to move forward with the presentation, for you to make comments. However, let me tell you that the assessor has recommended, since we have gone through all of the properties down there, that the valuation of this particular piece of property be lowered to $109,968 from the figure of $166,280. And if that is satisfied,
well, that would be okay with me. I mean, I'm 109. I would be happy with.
Well, we are going to follow up as soon as we hang up the phone with a motion, a second, and we will be sending that to you in writing. If for any reason you're dissatisfied with that, you will have the ability to appeal to the State Tax Commission.
Okay. That'd be fine. Yeah, I would be happy with $190,000. That's pretty close to what comes coming out. So go ahead and go forward.
We will make that motion just as soon as we're off the telephone, or we'll do it now. I would entertain a motion.
Motion to set value at $109,968 as per the assessor's recommendations on BOE number 00050.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
The motion has been made and seconded to reduce BOE number 0050 to $109,968. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Sir, it has been approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Bye now.
Well, no, James, what's your new number?
Sheldon, Robin. Robin in Georgia. You this.
He's going to give us a number first.
Oh, I had, that's one I hadn't calculated. 720 would be the same thing. 167040.
I'm sorry, I was laughing.
167040. Or Shelbourne.
Okay.
167040.
Mm-hmm.
And that number is?
051.
562. 708.
5265.
5265.
Different number, James.
Claydorn?
Sure. Robin.
If you'd like to make it.
Yes, I would.
Oops, wrong stack.
Newbury Park, California. Mr. Slodorn, this is Ron Hausman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
And I am here with the board, which includes our assessor and our county clerk. And we are looking at a parcel of property that you have appealed the valuation of, which is at, I believe, the Promenade in Branson. Before we go into discussion, let me tell you that the assessor has gone through all of these properties along with the board and has made a recommendation on this particular parcel of property that it be lowered in valuation from $207,572 to $167,040. So basically $167,000. And if that's acceptable to you, we will make a motion and move forward. And if you want to have a discussion aside from that, we will do that also.
No, that's acceptable to me. I mean, whatever you guys think is fair, it's definitely it would definitely help me out.
What we have done is we have taken a look at all the properties. We are trying to make them uniform in valuation and establish them at a fair market value as of January 1st of this year. And that was the recommendation of the assessor. I would entertain a motion.
Motion to...
hold on just a moment, sir.
Motion to set value at $167,040 on BOE number 0051.
Second.
0051, is that...
No. It is your property that... That ends in 022.516.
Yes, that's correct.
And the number that he's using is the number that we have specifically for our BOE hearings.
Okay.
Just for your edification.
I see that up there in the top right-hand corner of my, on your letterhead.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of BOE property number ending in 0051 to $167,040. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Sir, we will be notifying you within 5 days in writing of what we have done, We will also provide information that should you wish to appeal that decision to the tax commission, you will be able to do that.
Okay.
And we appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Michael Mahaney. Hold it. We already did that.
Are we ahead of schedule now?
Barely. That's wonderful. One more of these and we can actually go back.
We take a little break.
I only have to be criticized once.
Really?
Yeah, so you slow down anytime.
I was going to say, I can't keep up now.
That takes the fun. Now, that, we can't criticize you, Ron.
Oh, in that case, I take it back.
What's the value going to be, Mr. Assessor?
Which one?
Is this another one down there?
Gary Gordon?
Mahaney, right?
Mahaney.
167.040
is my recommendation.
Okay.
$107
107?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't open the file. Here it is up there. Fair market value, $107,250. That's got to be based upon a couple of low-ball figures. You got.
But there. They've all been putting that, Ron.
Mr.
Yeah, every one of them.
They've been putting
it. What do you call it? Obester.
Obester.
All right. We are ready. I don't want to be quiet. 316-722-6442,
is that right? Mm-hmm. And, please enter your account code.
Ron Houseman calling from the Taney County Board of Equalization regarding an appeal that you made to this board regarding property valuation. If you would like to get back with us in just a few minutes, you can call area code 417-546-7202 and they will transfer you over to us. Thank you, sir. And we'll use your help. Submit out loud. Some rap
music. The next one, the Gordon, what's that value going to be?
Gordon is going to be $95,584.
$95,484?
$584.
It must be a small property.
It's smaller than any of them look like.
Which one? There's two.
Oh, there is two Gordons.
Oops. Well, that's the one I had.
The one you had. That.
There is. Oh, 187,920 for the first one, 95,584 for the second one. What that is a big unit with a lockout on it.
$187,000 you said?
$187,920 for
the first one?
$503,000.
That must be a large property.
It is. But his second one is the smallest one, too, the 95,584.
$810?
Yeah, see, he's 810 foot. Anybody want a coffee? That sounds good. Ron, if you can get 20 minutes ahead, we can make that run.
I can do it. We can make that happen. Do you want a lime slush? What do you want?
Lime slush.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All righty.
Grape.
Oh, grape. Just a grape?
Grape
one
slush.
Grape
for grape
a little grape.
Grape slush. Okay.
Are you going to go?
Are
you going to send someone?
Yeah. I think she wants one, but she's not saying.
What do you want?
Cherry limeade.
Cherry limeade.
Uh-oh. It'll be right make a list.
Uh-oh.
We got a post-it note here. All right. We had lime slushes. How many? Two, right?
Say aye.
Say aye. We got a cherry limeade.
Grape slush.
One grape slush. Okay.
I'm good.
He's good.
Rum and Coke.
Rum and Coke. Hold the rum.
Oh, I thought I was here last year.
Martini. I think we learned that 2 years ago. Martinis. What do you want, Ron?
Nothing. Thank
nothing.
You.
James?
Nothing.
Danny? You want me to write them? Because I hate you.
Danny just wanted the note on the two nothings.
No, that's the rum.
Oh. That's
a rose, a rose special.
LMJ Group. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see.
There they go. They'll be riding together now.
I think it's important to note that Donna disappeared earlier with Tim. Now she and Danny have disappeared together. So
she ain't nothing but a troublemaker. She ain't nothing but a troublemaker.
Surely we can call somebody.
Should we try that RW back?
I think we should. No, let's... No.
Ruta? If you're not scheduled, get over here.
Yeah, Dan, were you listening? One, let's, you want to try Mahaney again?
Actually, why don't we go ahead and move on to, because I just called Mahaney, Gordon's?
Sure. Gordon's.
And can you help me with that number?
And you got those numbers that James recommended?
That's it right there, local?
303.
Oh, is that the post-it note one?
Yeah, you've got a new
post-it number here. On your on your computer.
Gordon.
Right here.
We don't.
What numbers are you telling us?
It has to be. Oh, 187,920.
Talking about the Gordons?
And then 95,584.
Please enter your account code.
187,920?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big old unit. It's base area 810.
EAR, this is Berkman. How are you?
Yes, I was calling for Gary Gordon.
Yeah, hold on just one second. Gary?
Mr. Gordon, this is Ron Haskell with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yeah, how are you?
I am good, and you had filed an appeal regarding two pieces of property here in Taney County?
That's correct.
I am sitting with the Board of Equalization, which includes our county assessor and our county clerk. We have those properties in front of us. We have comparables, I believe, that you had, and we certainly have comparables that the assessor's offices had or had for us. We have gone through all the properties in that particular area, and upon the assessor's recommendation, let me tell you that on your smaller piece of property, he has recommended that we place a value of $95,584. And he has made a recommendation that on your larger piece of property, which was valued at $225,137, that be lowered to $187,920.
The other one was what again?
$95,584.
I had you call me here because I wasn't at the paper I had. The papers I had were at the house, but I thought I remembered most of it anyway, but you have copies there. The other ones who are in dispute, I had a lady there, I'm trying to think of her name, that is a real estate agent that gave us some of these figures that you have, I believe, and she had appraised. Well, I think the larger property was, she wouldn't be able to get rid of it. She thought, if I recall correctly, around 140. The other one was, the smaller unit is comparable, the 95,584 would be okay. But on the larger one, how did you come up with the 187 based on what you're seeing?
I will let the assessor address that for you, and let me preface that by saying that all the properties, and there have been a number of them that were contested to us that we're looking at, which is the reason we went through everybody's property. Yeah. We have utilized the same formula and calculations on all to arrive at the values we have, but I will let the assessor speak with you.
Yeah.
We basically,
that property is on the back side, not the front side, of course.
We basically have set these properties at $232 a square foot based on the base area. And that's just what the numbers are spitting out, and it seems to be working with most people that is trying to keep a uniform value. I know Mr. Obster came up with $224, but we added some extra comps that he didn't have in his study. We had comps, and you guys had comps through Carol Jones Realty, I believe. And this is just the number we come up with, but it shows a substantial drop in the value of that condo from January 1, 2009 to today.
So what I'm hearing is that the new assessment would be $187,920 for one and $95,584 for the other.
Yes, sir.
And I don't have, how much did that drop the total for both of those units?
I don't have that right here in front of me.
Just a second.
Well, the first one was at $40,000. It'd be $37,000, I believe, is the first one it dropped. And the second one dropped. The other one dropped 40. Actually, close to $50,000. $51,000 is the. So $51,000 on one of them, and what did I say? $37,000 on the other one.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And that falls in line with, as you examine all these things, it's fine here. Anybody that goes into this dispute, it'll all be equal, correct?
Correct. We're setting the same.
Nobody's getting away with anything.
We're setting the same value for the same square footage.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then, where do we go from here?
Let me tell you this, that within 5 days, we're going to confirm to you in writing what we will have done here, plus we will send you information if you're still not satisfied with parcel of property, which will enable you to appeal that to the Missouri State Tax Commission. We'll also send instructions, you know, on how to do that. They have a form to fill out. But we will forward you all that information. If you'll hold on, I believe we can make that motion while you're listening on the phone.
All right, I'll move to reset the value to BOE appeal number ending in 0053 to the value of $187,920.
You want to put them both in the same motion?
And set the value for appeal number 0054 to the value of $95,584.
Is there a second?
Second it.
Motion's been made and seconded that we lower BOE number 0053 to $187,920, that we lower BOE number 0054 to $95,584. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. Sir, those properties have been lowered, and you will be notified in writing within the week.
I appreciate it, guys.
Sir, we thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, and thank you for calling the office instead of the house.
Absolutely.
Worked out for me. So appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
And I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Mahaney, you want to go back to Mahaney?
You want to call Mahaney's number up for me again, ladies?
316-269-2203. That's an office.
Oh, that's a fax number, isn't it?
No, that's an office number.
Please enter your.
I used the other one before.
Yes, I was calling for Michael Mahaney.
This is he.
Mr. Mahaney, we called your other phone number earlier. This is Ron Houseman for the Cheney County Board of Equalization.
What number did you call?
Oh, gosh, girls, what was the other
722-6442, maybe?
Yeah, I told them the other day when I talked to Donna to not call that number, to call this number.
Well, it was my mistake. I'm the one that punched that in, and I apologize.
Gee. Okay.
And she set me straight, so we're okay now. We have gone through all of these properties that are in the area that your property falls, and we have recommendations that have been made by the assessor to this board. And let me get your property up here. Give me just a second. I thought I had it. I'm showing that that had a valuation of $208,172.
Right.
And the assessor has recommended to this board that that be lowered to $167,040. And what he has done, again, is gone through all the properties that are located within that general area. And
well, he didn't catch the two most recent then because you're...
Excuse me just a second. And then we'll turn that over to you.
Okay.
What he has done and what we're doing on this telephone call is advising you that we have gone through those properties and we've established values on those properties that are uniform with other properties in the area. We have all the comparables that have been sent in by the different property owners, which have mostly come from one individual, and the comparables that were not included in his list that he sent out that the assessor has provided to us. But for any questions that you have and any comments, we'll be glad to take those. And we'll do that now. I just wanted to let you know how we arrived at what we did. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, now what I have sitting in front of me, and you should have a full copy of these because I sent the entire package to you.
And we have that, sir.
Okay. And they have told fair market value is naturally what you can basically get out of your units. But two one-bedroom units in the unit, and I'm not referring to the studios because they're a little bit smaller than my unit, and I understand that. two units sold there for a total of an average of $107,250 a piece, and they're comparable units to mine that sold right there in that same unit. Now, the area, I don't know about that, because what I have is a pretty extensive list of everything that's been sold in the brand, on the Branson Landing, that is involved in the area that I have mine in. So I'm saying that I think that 167, let me just pull up a check here just real quick. I don't have any properties out of 9 properties listed that's even close to that. The one I have closer to that number is 125,000 is what it sold for.
Right.
And so as far as I'm concerned, that 167 is still too high. I mean, based on the depressed market there. Now, unless you can show me units that have sold comparable to my unit for 167 or better, then I think that the 167 is still too high. You're only dropping that $40,000 off the 208. And, to be very truthful, that's not even close to any of the properties that I have. That's what they sold for.
And I understand that, and I'm going to let the assessor address that for you.
Since January 1 of 2009, your property was valued at $227,968, and this $167,040 is a $60,000 decrease based on the market falling. But I do have a sale, and it's it seems to never show up in anybody's studies, that was sold April 1st of 2011, and it was just a 544-foot unit. And it sold for $169,000.
Okay. So you have one that sold for $169,000. I have no idea what the amenities in that is. But that's only $2,000 more than you're evaluating mine. And yet you have, I don't know how many. I mean, I have 10 or 12 here that's considerably less than $167,000. And you're holding my foot to the one that you sold, or one that you have that is sold for $169,000. I don't really understand that logic there when you have 10 units that's selling considerably under that figure. You have one that's selling only 2,000 over that figure. And you're saying, oh, well, we'll just take 167,000 on that one and call it good. I don't mean to sound a little testy here, but I paid the taxes when the times were good and the value was there. I never once gushed about it. Now the property valuation up there has gone in the tank, and I'm asking for a little benefit on that side, and everybody says, well, you know, we've dropped it $60,000. Well, it really doesn't make any difference if you've dropped it $260,000. I mean, if the market won't hold it, the market won't hold it. That's pure simple.
Well, then on March the 7th, 2011, there was a unit that just had 474 feet in it that sold for $125,000, which is $263 a square foot. And I didn't make that recommendation to this board that we raise these to 263. We come up with 232, which was $31 a square foot less than that sale in March. I have more than one sale. I have two or three. And when we get the numbers together, we want to look at more than just the foreclosures or quick sales. These were arm's length transactions, and I have those, and I can send them to you.
All right. Now, the information I'm looking at here, I have units that have been, and you talk about quick sales and foreclosures, and there's probably some on here. Don't get me wrong. Okay? But the lowest number of days on the market I have here is 17. I have them from 56, 23, 414, 29, 429, 160, 82, 40. And these are days on the market. And this is a real estate. This is not something that I just pulled out of the air. You should have these documents that I sent to you. So, I mean, there should be no question that I'm talking on something that you don't have right there in front of you that you can capitulate on. So, I mean, it's just not... for me, I still, I mean, just to be very truthful, I just think the 167 is still too high for the market.
I see that. That's all I have. I just got sales that wasn't in your packet, and I've applied those. I've applied everything
right,
that I
had. 1,000 more, and you had one at 120 is 40,000 less.
Yeah, but now you got to go by square foot cost. We can't be comparing 300 foot.
I understand that, sir. That's why I'm not even, to be very truthful with you, I was not even considering the studio apartments because they're smaller square feet. I'm only looking at things at 612, 772 square feet, which is more comfortable for mine, I think mine is 600 or something. And that's what I'm trying to do apples for apples here. I know I'm not going to be able to price that as the same as a 200 square foot unit, don't get me wrong, and I'm not trying to do that. Okay? I mean, I'm realistic to know that I'm trying to hold in to what the market is for what is there. And that's where I
base
my
big
girl on.
That's all I have to say.
Okay, so it sounds like that all everything there is just going to stick at the 167.
Actually, sir, we haven't voted on it. That's the recommendation of the assessor. The board is taking that into consideration. Does any other board member have any questions?
I do not.
Yes, sir.
Sir, do you have any other comments you'd like to make to us?
No, sir, I certainly don't. I mean, I think I've made the only case I can make, which is comparable to the unit size of mine, sold, and the information that I have, information that I received from real estate people who are in this situation, they're in this business, and they do this every day, day in and day out, and that's the best I have.
Ms. Mahaney, after this board makes its decision, within 5 days, we're going to send you written notice of what we have done. And we will also include instructions and a form, if you wish to do so, to appeal to the Missouri State Tax Commission to have them go through the consideration process to make a change as well.
Okay.
And, sir, we appreciate you and your time.
Well, I appreciate it, too.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Next time you load one of these guys up for me, Don, I'm going to come over there.
Don't you be capitulating.
Motion to set value at 167,040 on BOE appeal number 0052.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to lower the value to 167,040 on BOE number 0052. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. If I'm not mistaken, we have 8 minutes until 3 p.m. May I suggest that we take an 8-minute break?
What did I do?
We'll stand in recess until